people have several different reasons for hacking. The biggest problem with hacking is disgruntled employees. I think the most common motive is profit motive. So a Target at, you know, Christmas time is going to look really, really good. Amazon is going to be a target, or eBay or Microsoft or Apple, because you want to prove that you're that good, that you can get into their systems. The other type of hacking is a bit more insidious, and that is accessing something you shouldn't, putting a program on there that causes that computer to hack other computers. So a virus that will replicate. And what you do then is you turn that group of computers into an army, sending you information or attacking other computers. And then there are social hackers, people who believe they're being Robin Hood and are uncovering things by hacking into systems. Edward Snowden would be the example. Is he a whistleblower, or is he a hacker, or is he a traitor?
Can you give an example of a group that hacks for the purpose of social justice?
Probably the most famous worldwide group is a group called Anonymous. They wear Guy Fawkes masks and they show up at various events worldwide, typically having to do with climate change or human rights. And the most well-known example of that here in the United States was a case in Steubenville, Ohio, where a young woman was sexually assaulted, and the partygoers, her high school compatriots, videotaped it on their cell phones and put messages on Twitter and pictures on Facebook, and sort of the next day realized, oh, maybe this wasn't a great idea, thought they had deleted it, but they hadn't. It's still resident on your phone. And when the girl realized what had happened and went to the police sort of swept it under the table. These were football players. Football kind of ruled the small town. And so Anonymous came in and hacked the phones and hacked the computers of these kids and said, you know, your son is taking pictures of a sexual assault and doing nothing, and your child is performing the sexual assault, and here's the video evidence. So it was really a situation of Anonymous coming in and using their skills to show the corruption in a local police district.
Do you think we're being too casual about the digital footprint our cell phones make?
I think the thing that people underestimate is they think, well, there's nothing I do on my phone that's important. But there is a case of one of my colleagues who was in a Starbucks in D.C. and checked his bank balance using the bank's application. His identity was stolen because someone was sitting in the Starbucks collecting login information, because you can sit there and gather everybody's radio waves and take them, and has been a victim of identity theft ever since. Airports, this is a common happening as well. And it could be more dangerous because you could have executives that are walking through with pricing lists or competitive strategies or legal materials. You need to believe that everything on your devices is important, because then you'll secure it properly, or you'll think before you click on that app.
What's the legal responsibility on companies to disclose their security system has been hacked and customer information has been stolen?
We don't put a very strong emphasis on informing the consumer, actually. So I think there are a lot of companies that suffer security breaches that we don't know about because there's no legal responsibility. In the case of Target, probably less a matter of legal responsibility and more a matter of practical responsibility, because all of the bank card issuers, Visa, MasterCard, and then all of the banks, they have to deal with all the fraud and paying for all that fraud. So for them, they wanted to get into Target and figure out what was going on and then tell consumers.
So as consumers, how can we protect our personal information?
Use a username and password that are difficult. They have programs out there that are free or very inexpensive that you can go in. It will generate a difficult password for you and store it. So when the website comes up and you have to log in, it puts in your username and it puts in that really hard password, and you just click and it lets you through. As long as you remember the master password and never use it, you can have randomly generated super difficult passwords for every site you want to be on, and this computer program will remember it. Don't use your card in places that you can't see it, you know, like a restaurant or something where they take it away, just demand that you walk it where it's going. The other thing is to watch your credit card statements. The minute you've been compromised, get a new card because that stops it immediately. I think the last thing I would tell consumers is really do not use your debit cards often on the internet because you don't have the same fraud protections that you do with credit cards, and you can take months, if ever, to recover that money.